USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Actor Eddie Hassel, best known for the 2010 Oscar-nominated film The Kids Are All Right and the NBC TV show Surface, died after being shot in Texas on Sunday. The New York Times reported that Hassel was shot outside his girlfriend's apartment in Grand Prairie, a Dallas suburb, around 1 a.m. Sunday local time. His agent said that Hassel was shot in the abdomen and taken to a nearby hospital where he died. The circumstances that led to the shooting were not immediately clear. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Friday announced it would replace its no-sail order for cruise ships in U.S. waters with a conditional sailing order. Phase 1 involves establishing testing for crew members. Phase 2 will allow simulated voyages to test a ship's ability to control the virus. Phase 3 includes a certification strategy. And Phase 4 will allow ships to carry passengers again in a way that mitigates the risk of the coronavirus. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The 2020 general election is tomorrow, and America will decide. President Trump.
We're going to have a big victory. I don't know if you know what's happening, but... We're going to win my home state of Florida. And we are going to win four more years in the White House.
Democrat nominee Joe Biden.
There's one thing that remains the same. We have to earn our democracy. We have to get out and vote. As my late friend John Lewis reminded us, freedom is not a state. Freedom is an act. We have to defend it. We have to vote. And this is the most important election of our lifetimes.
President Trump is scheduled in North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin Monday. Joe Biden is expected in Pennsylvania and Cleveland, Ohio Monday. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Can the major influx of people leaving California and moving to Texas make a difference in the way the Lone Star State votes? USA Radio News Val Dior has some answers.
The streets of Texas provide no answers as to how this election will turn out. In the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you do see more signs supporting Biden than those for Trump. Traveling south to the Houston area last week, different result. This historically red state has been hit by a massive influx of out-of-state residents. Californians moving here to escape housing costs and taxes they can't afford there. Will that blue wave be enough to wash away the red? Well, the president said Friday he's not worried. Many Republicans here say they are. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
It's that time of year again. No, not Thanksgiving, not Christmas, not New Year's Eve. The McRib is coming back. USA Radio News' Dan Rocky serves the details.
This time you won't need a website or an app to find the normally rare menu item. McDonald's is bringing back its popular McRib sandwich nationwide on December 2nd. It's the first time the sandwich has had a large rollout since 2012, despite making yearly appearances since then. The McRib had always been a limited-time release, and then only sent to certain markets. The concoction of pork, pickles, onions, and barbecue sauce has been a popular pick for McDonald's diners since it first appeared on menus in 1982. From the Ohio Valley USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.